The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive football stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Fantasy Football Today from CBS Sports.
What a play! Can you believe this?
No, I can't.
It's time to dominate your fantasy league.
Off to the races, and he stays on his feet.
This is going to go.
Now, here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, and Heath.
Mailbag time. Apple Podcast questions, emails at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com, YouTube questions, injury updates, and of course, the Fantasy Cops are here. And Dan Schneier is here. I'm Adam Azer. What's up, everybody? Dan is not wearing headphones. I swear to you, buddy, if I hear myself, I'm going to drive to New Jersey and thank you. Get those headphones out. Okay. How are we doing there, Dan?
We're doing good. We're a little behind on the day, which as you can see, hence by me grabbing for the headphones late and forgetting something that Adam's told me, 17 times before every show. So we're working. It's like when you're warming up, right? You got to warm up a little, shoot a couple shots, and then you'll get in the groove.
All right, everybody. So welcome in, and we'll get to your YouTube questions at the end of the show. I have so many emails and Apple Podcast questions, so we'll have to go a little faster than we usually do. But let's start with, first of all, Dan's incapable of finding Die Hard. I bet I could find Die Hard in 5 seconds.
No, you can't. So here's my options. I tried to watch Die Hard. I left 2 hours, which wasn't even enough. It's an hour. It's a 133-minute movie, so I couldn't have even done it anyway. I was going to start at 12. Okay, first you look on Amazon Prime. I don't have Amazon Prime account, so I can't do anything there. Then I'm like, okay.
How do you watch Thursday Night Football?
I saw Hulu.
How do you watch Thursday Night Football?
I use someone else's Prime account.
You couldn't use that person's Prime account to watch Die Hard?
I can't, no.
This is ridiculous. Already your story does not check out.
Can I tell you why? Because I went to their Prime account. And the options were either rent or buy. Am I really going to put something on someone's account and then have to go through the text like, hey, man, I spent some money on your account.
Yes, it's $4.
Like, you'll probably see it. I know, but it's not my money. It's their money. Like, I just don't want to put something on someone else's account. I think other people will be able to understand that, I hope. Now, then I go to Hulu. Okay, I want to watch on Hulu. I have to subscribe to Stars. I'm not subscribing to Stars. Like, you can cancel anytime. I don't want to have an auto-renewing subscription to something.
That's fair. That's
like,
fair.
If it was a $7, like, if I would just love to pay the money up front from my bank account, not someone else's, and then be done with it. So if anyone knows how I can watch this, just paying, no subscriptions, not putting it on anyone else's account, only mine, let me know, and I will watch Die Hard.
Okay, just go to Blockbuster or something.
Yeah. I was actually young enough or old enough to actually remember Blockbuster.
Oh, I miss Blockbuster. Very fun.
It's the best. Did you used to like spend like an hour and a half
there? Oh, yeah. We'd spend more time picking out movies than watching them.
Which is half the fun.
Yeah. Okay, so news and notes. Mike White is out. We did a bonus pod on this. Dan is on full tilt. Mike White in two super flex leagues. Garrett Wilson. I still think Garrett Wilson's going to be pretty good.
No, I'm moving to my bench.
Dude, look at this. The Lions give up
Garrett
the most
Wilson
fantasy
averages
points.
We just did this, Chris and I. Just listen to this crazy number. With Zach Wilson this year, he's averaging sub 9 points per game. Without Wilson, just under 20 points per game.
It's a little more complicated than that, but I understand because two of his last three games, he was over 90 yards against the Patriots and the Bills. He went over 100 yards against the Bills.
I know. He's an absolute beast, but he needs someone to get him the ball.
Look at the teams he faced. Faced the Patriots twice, faced the Bills, he faced the Broncos.
I mean, look, if they do bench Zach Wilson after a quarter or two, count me in on being regretful of not starting Garrett Wilson, because Joe Flacco can help him get there. I don't think Zach Wilson's going to help him get there this week. I'm very scared of Garrett Wilson.
All right, so Dylan's asking us, Garrett Wilson, Mike Williams, Chris Godwin.
I'd go Williams, Godwin.
Yeah, I would sit Garrett Wilson there. Once you start getting to Gabe Davis, Mike Evans, that group, I would still start Garrett Wilson.
I'll go Gabe.
Oh, what?
You'll see. You're going to be so disappointed with Garrett Wilson this week with Zach Wilson in there.
Dude, do you remember what the Giants wide receivers did to the Lions? Wandale Robinson had 100 yards.
It's an amazing matchup.
Richie James had like 40 yards and a touchdown. Darius Slayton had a big game. Three Giants receivers. Adam Thielen and KJ Osborne scored last week against the Lions.
What have you seen from Zach Wilson that leads you to believe he can target him?
That he'll target him?
That he can actually get the ball on target.
The last
His off-target percentage
games,
is through the roof.
The last three games he played, Garrett Wilson had two huge games against the Patriots and the Bills. This is the Lions.
Yep.
What have you seen from Gabe Davis?
Nothing. I just think the Dolphins defense plays a lot of man coverage and is susceptible to big plays.
Yeah.
That's not wrong, is it?
It's going to be too snowy.
It might be too snowy.
Every ball is going to get stuck in the snow. All right, next news item. Tyler Boyd and T. Higgins appear likely to play.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm getting a little more optimistic about Higgins. I think he practiced in full on Friday. So I'd start him over Garrett Wilson, I guess.
Yeah, this is a tough spot because obviously last week was incredibly disappointing for Higgins' managers, myself included. I just am at a point, though, Adam, where if I'm getting that kind of report, I'm just going with T. Higgins. I can't put him on my bench. He's too talented. He has too much upside. It could cost you the week. He's now become this massive boom-bust play, but I'm going for the boom.
Okay. Kenny Pickett's doubtful. Russell Wilson's making progress. He might play. I don't want to start him, but it looks like there's going to be Wilson and no Sutton. And it looks like no Byron Murphy for the Cardinals. So it's really good stuff for Jerry Jeudy if you want to start Jerry Jeudy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure you'd start him over Garrett Wilson.
I would, yes.
And I would, too.
Would you start Christian Watson or Garrett Wilson? That's a debate I'm having
Wilson.
Now in one of my leagues.
I'll be starting Watson. Yeah, well, you'd start Christian Watson over Stephon Diggs, so.
Not Stephon Diggs, but over a lot of players, yes.
Treylon Burks out. Cornerback Christian Fulton out. Defensive end Danico Autry out for the Titans. Kansas City, according to what Dan was telling me, is leaning away from Mecole Hardman. Kadarius Toney is kind of up in the air.
Yep.
DJ Moore was limited in practice after he practiced in full on Wednesday and Thursday, limited on Friday. I'm not sure what to make of that. I would expect him to play, but I don't want to start him anyway. And Tyler Lockett broke a finger and could miss next week's game. I would say timetable uncertain. If you don't have time to hear about Blockbuster Video and all those things, you just want your information spoon-fed to you, check out Fantasy Football Today in 5. It's about 5. It should probably be called like Fantasy Football Today in 6 or 7, but that's okay. It's about 5 minutes long every day, helping you out with waiver wire, with starts and sits, recapping games, all those things. So check it out. And we record a special episode at 8 a.m. 8 a.m. Eastern on Sundays. You can hear it in that feed or the FFT feed. But I think you probably already know about that one. We have an email of the day. Oh, by the way, Jamie's out. Not on the show today. We have an email of the day from Shannon.
Really?
Yeah. Shannon says, I would like to give a shout out to my husband, the 3-time winner of the Lunch Table League. While his lineups have been more disappointing this year, he's still giving it his all, having fun, and learning a lot. Fantasy football is his favorite pastime and his extremely busy life of being a full-time dad of 2 girls, as well as a high school English teacher. It said, fantasy football is his favorite pastime in his extremely busy life. It's not easy to buy him a Christmas present, so I thought I would write this email in the hopes that you would read it on your podcast that he listens to religiously. He's a champion. Also, thank you to everyone at CBS Fantasy Football Today for putting together a solid show, keeping everyone, especially my awesome hubby, informed. Happy holidays.
Yeah, only response I have to that is find you a partner who will take that much, enjoyment and passion in your passion for fantasy football, for this dumb game we play that we all love. I mean, that sounds amazing, right? Like, this guy has it made.
Yes, he does. And I would like to shout out my wife who made the playoffs in her fantasy league.
Ooh.
Yeah. Outstanding. Okay. Well done.
And what is she looking good? Where is she? What do you think of her team?
It's a 10-team league.
Okay.
Justin Herbert, I'll get to the running backs last. Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase, Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Wow.
Yep. Mark
How did that
Andrews.
Even happen?
Mark Andrews, you know. Running backs kind of tough. James Conner and
not bad.
I think Pacheco this week.
Pacheco. That's freaking good.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. She really didn't have a good year, but you know, I think things are looking up.
Okay.
All right, Apple Podcast questions. This is from Medic Nick. Pick two running backs in half PPR. Foreman, Bam Knight. Oh, we didn't talk about him, so I'm glad that got asked. Excuse me. Foreman, Bam Knight, Pacheco, or AJ Dillon. Pick two in half PPR.
Let's do matchups here. Okay. Foreman is who's Carolina playing again?
Yeah, you should know this by now. It's Friday.
I know it is Friday. Steelers. That's why it's embarrassing. I know it's a stupid. Yeah, Steelers.
Yeah.
Foreman. The other one was Bam Knight, Detroit. And what's the last one?
Pacheco against Houston. I'm not going to go with AJ.
Pacheco versus Houston. That's the lock. We start there. That's the most obvious one by far. Worst run defense.
It's Foreman and Pacheco for me.
Yeah, yeah. Foreman too. I like Foreman, honestly. I just like what I've seen from him, like his ability to create after contact. I like him.
Zach, we're not going to run a hair poll every Friday, are we? We don't have to do this hair thing every time.
No, not every time.
I am winning it this week, though, because I got a
hair. You're never actually winning. Anytime you actually win the poll, it's like we need a recount.
I'm winning right now. I have better hair this week, apparently. Let's get a new poll up there. We don't need to keep doing the hair thing.
Yeah, no, we don't need to do the hair thing every time. But what can we do is the question.
I don't know. I trust Zach.
Okay. Surprise us.
Yeah. Pick a wide receiver, McLaurin or Higgins?
Good question.
I think I'll play it McLaurin. Safe. Yeah, I'll go McLaurin.
I really like the matchup for McLaurin. I mean, he played really well against the Giants 2 weeks ago. Now he gets the Giants again. Bye week to prepare. Giants are not getting Adoree Jackson back at corner. It's going to be a big week for Terry McLaurin.
From Don Juan, Mark Andrews or Greg Dulcich?
I'm still going Mark Andrews.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I know, but I'm tempted.
It's ugly.
I'm tempted, but.
You don't want, look. What's the ceiling with the Dulcich play, right?
It's pretty high. I think it's high with the Cardinals matchup, I do.
Everyone thinks, oh, it's the Cardinals. That pass game is still dead in the water.
I mean, Hunter Henry just had 3 catches for 70 yards against the Cardinals.
Okay, so let's say he goes 3 for 70, Dulcich, right?
Well, he could do better than that.
Maybe. But the ceiling is not high enough for me to bench Mark Andrews, who actually has a ceiling that's been reached 20, 25 times in his career, right? Dulcich just had one total ceiling game in his career.
Now I go Andrews.
Just not
too.
Enough for me.
All right, from Sam. Mike Evans, Michael Pittman, Hollywood Brown, pick one.
Evans, Pittman, Brown.
Pittman. Easy Pittman for me.
I don't think it's an easy Pittman for me. I'm going Pittman because of the matchup against Minnesota. It's the best matchup by far. But nothing is easy when it comes to that Colts passing game right now. So it's not easy for me, but I'll go Pittman.
Damian Harris, Latavius Murray, or Mike Evans or Hollywood Brown in flex?
PPR or half?
Does not say the format.
Non-PPR, Latavius. Half and up, I think we're going Mike Evans.
I don't know the Patriots practice report right now, but if Damian Harris plays and Ramondre Stevenson doesn't, it's easily going to be Harris for me. Otherwise, I think I would go with Evans over Latavius. Latavius is so bad at football.
He is very bad.
But yeah, I mean, he does have a great chance, great opportunity.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, for the Bengals, this is what I wanted to look up. For Mike Evans guy.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Hilton is out. He plays almost every snap on defense. So Awuzie has been out for a while, but that means two of their better cornerbacks are now out for the Bengals. All right, from High Stakes Legos, who should I bench? T. Higgins, Mike Williams, Chris Olave, or Jerry Jeudy in PPR?
Evans.
Did I say Mike Evans? I don't think so.
Yeah.
I was talking about him earlier. Oh, okay. I meant to say Mike Williams.
Okay.
T. Higgins, Mike Williams.
That's a whole different thing.
Yeah, who do I bench? Higgins, Williams, Olave, or Jeudy? No Evans. Wow.
I really like all of those plays.
Yeah.
I can't bench Mike Williams. That's the easy lock against that Tennessee pass defense, as beat up as it is right now. What was the second one? Olave versus Atlanta. That's really tasty. And then what were the other
Judy and Higgins.
Judy, I think I might consider benching Higgins. Right?
Yeah.
There's injury risk involved with Higgins more than any of these others.
I think I'd bench Higgins. Higgins or Olave for me. I'm starting Williams and Judy.
Yes, agreed. But Olave versus Atlanta is tasty.
Yeah, I'd bench Higgins. I just, like, I don't really know. Dan said earlier, you know, that we're just starting T. Higgins. And in general, we are. But it's a case where because of the injury and because of what's happened three times already this season, normally he'd be first on this list. He's fourth.
Right.
But still in the top 24. All right, from Bob. Hey, Jerry, Phil, and Bobby.
Jerry, Phil, and Bobby.
Feels very familiar.
I just want to get one of these one time.
Phil's hockey. I think it might be...
What?
Pink Floyd. I mean, Grateful Dead. Grateful Dead.
Oh, Jerry Garcia. I don't know the rest of that band, so...
I think that's...
Are you a Grateful Dead fan?
Take one guess.
Well, why is that? No. That don't even take one guess.
Take a guess. What do you think?
Why would I just based on that like snap reaction? The answer is probably no. Correct.
Yeah.
Why though? They're freaking amazing.
What is it about Grateful Dead that you think I would like? I don't. Like,
the guitar to start.
It's too trippy for me. I just like I'm not
trippy.
Into it.
There's great guitar. Like you are supposed to be a guitar.
No,
guy.
The guitar is fine. I don't like the band.
Okay. Perfect. I don't think you have like a good reason behind it. I think you're just like, I'm not a Grateful Dead guy.
Yeah, I think that's basically it. Yeah.
You know? But it's not like if you actually listen to it, you'd be like, that's pretty
good
guitar.
I've listened to it. That good guitar does not mean I like the band.
Okay.
I don't really like
what are you looking for in a band?
I don't really like any Jimi Hendrix songs, but I love the guitar. I wouldn't say I don't like any. I just don't like many Jimi Hendrix songs. Okay. Two questions. In a non-PPR league, Hollywood Brown, Deontay Foreman, George Pickens, who do you sit there?
Hollywood Brown, Deontay Foreman, George Pickens. Pickens.
Yeah, sit Pickens. Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield, Mike White, no. Brett Rypien or Colt McCoy?
Darnold, Mayfield, White, McCoy.
So it's Darnold, Mayfield, or McCoy.
Ooh, that's ugly.
Because it looks like Russell Wilson's trending toward playing.
Oh, man.
I would start
Colt
McCoy.
Go with Mayfield.
Okay, I'd start McCoy.
I think the Packers defense is a mess. It's the only reason I'm doing it.
Okay, from Miami Surge. You can only start six of these eight.
All right, great.
So we need two running backs. Derrick Henry, Nick Chubb, Saquon Barkley, Tony Pollard, Zeke. Holy cow.
Yikes.
All right, Henry for sure.
Yeah, so Henry lock in.
Pick one in PPR. Chubb, Barkley, Pollard, Zeke. Yeah, Chubb, Barkley, Pollard, Zeke.
Chubb.
I'll go Pollard.
That's understandable. That's my next best guess.
Pick two wide receivers. Amon-Ra St. Brown, DK Metcalf, Keenan Allen.
Amon-Ra St. Brown, DK Metcalf, Keenan. Well, it can't be Metcalf, so we got to go Amon-Ra and Keenan Allen.
Then pick a flex. Oh, two flex.
Well, out of, I mean.
All right, I'll just take care of this. Because there are too many names. I'm going Derrick Henry, Tony Pollard, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Keenan Allen. I would have started DK Metcalf. Mm-hmm. My other guys would be Zeke and Barkley. So I would sit Nick Chubb. This is from the Need More crew. We have a lineup to set here. Okay, what does he need? Okay, one quarterback, Dak Prescott or Deshaun Watson. Dak. Give me one running back. Jonathan Taylor, Rashad White, J.K. Dobbins, A.J. Dillon, Bam Knight.
Taylor, White, Dobbins, A.J. Dillon, Bam Knight. I'm actually going to go Dobbins here.
Over Taylor?
Yeah, I'm going Dobbins over Taylor if I had the choice.
All right, I'd go Taylor. Wide receiver, we need two. Tyreek Hill, Jamar Chase, Chris Godwin, Christian Watson.
Hill and Chase, for sure.
Tight end, Waller or Freiermuth?
Waller.
And one flex. So that would be either for you, it would be Jonathan Taylor, Chris Godwin, or Christian Watson, basically.
I guess I'll go Taylor. I don't feel great about it.
Okay. My flex would be in half PPR. I would go Dobbins over Godwin. So we have the same group. And this, he also says, and Adam clearly has the best hair.
It's just absurd. It's like, true. It makes no sense. Look at this flow and look at that, whatever that is.
This is a haircut. I got a nice haircut yesterday.
This is just like a bunch of like frizzy, curly mess in the top. Like, is that good?
Oh, great poll. Great YouTube poll.
What is it?
How many Grateful Dead songs can Dan name? Over 3.5 or under 3.5?
What are they thinking?
I'm going to go over, and under has 80% of the vote. Oh, wow.
Terrible, terrible take by them. I can easily name over 3.5.
Can I? Casey That's Jones.
Okay.
Cherry Garcia. Is that a song or just ice cream?
No, that's not a song.
I know. All right, name me the popular Grateful Dead songs.
Okay. So let me start by saying that. So Truckin's a classic. But I'll start by saying this with Grateful Dead. It's not really, they're not really known for, like, you're not supposed to know the name of the songs. They kind of just all mesh together. But so I'm actually struggling a bit here. But let's see. Truckin', Sugary. We got Casey Jones in there. Hold on. Why is this taking so far? No, no. Give me a second. You're scrolling, slowing.
Yeah,
me down.
This is a loss. This is a loss.
No.
It should not take you this long.
This is pretty bad. It's a loss. Loser. Loser, we got.
Is
loser.
That you?
No, but that's the name of a song, okay. And it is me as well. What is that? Four. I have.
That's four.
I got
good.
Four. So I already hit it. But this is bad. I should have been able to roll off like 15.
Yeah, I did. Right, that was pretty bad. Okay,
not really a band that's like known for names of songs, in my opinion, at least.
I kind of agree with you. It's weird that I only know the
Saint
name
Stephen.
Of one song.
That's my favorite.
What is it?
Saint Stephen.
Okay. All right, from Keaton Seacrest 93. Help me destroy my little brother. We need two running backs from this group. Eckler, Pollard, Dobbins, Fournette, Pacheco, Miles Sanders.
Eckler, Pollard, Dobbins, Fournette, Pacheco.
Miles Sanders.
Miles Sanders.
Give me two. Yikes. Full PPR.
Eckler, obviously. You know what? Stick with my guns, Adam.
Don't say Pacheco.
Oh, full PPR. Damn, that kills it.
I'm going to go with Miles Sanders or Tony Pollard. It's one of the two. I'm going to go with Miles Sanders.
I'm going to go Sanders, too. I really wanted to Dobbins this one, and I'm really strongly considering Dobbing up, but I'll go Pollard.
I think Pollard has a higher floor.
I mean, Sanders.
I think Pollard has a higher floor than Sanders.
I think Dobbins is the highest floor of those three, actually.
In full PPR, I
don't even care about
disagree.
Look, the matchup's filthy.
I disagree.
Browns.
Yeah, I get that, but no, I don't agree. Wide receiver, we need two. Mike Williams, Christian Kirk, Jerry Jeudy, and Elijah Moore.
Williams, Kirk, Jeudy, Moore. I'll go Williams and Jeudy.
Oh, Kirk versus Jeudy is so tough for me. Williams definitely number one. And Elijah Moore is I'm completely.
What if Kirk gets the Diggs treatment?
Yeah, that's why it's tough.
I don't like that.
All right, I'll take Jerry Jeudy. If Wilson plays Jeudy, if it's ripping, I'll go Kirk.
That's agreed.
Same. And a
but
flex.
Wilson's gonna play.
My flex would be Tony Pollard.
Yep, same. Pollard as well.
And he has a bonus question. Do I start Fields or Jared Goff, Kirk Cousins, Derek Carr? One of them.
Fields.
Okay.
Too much upside.
From DJ Posterize. Is it ethical to drop my kicker since I have a first round bye to pick up another team's insurance running back?
Yes.
Okay, so you think you can field an illegal roster during your first round bye?
I don't think you... Why do you have to field a roster during your first round bye?
Do you think you're okay with this?
100%. First of all, I don't think it's illegal, my leagues at least, to not have a kicker. I've seen some teams decide, like, most, it's never happened, but you could, there's no rule that you have to start a kicker. Not my
leagues.
Well,
no, it seems like in this league, you do have to start a kicker.
I think he's just thinking, is it ethical? But I don't know if you have to do that for sure. First of all, he's not playing a matchup, so how could he start anyone?
Okay. Also, he has Sutton on his IR from last week. Well, he's going to stay. He's going to stay there. This would give me a total of seven.
Not only is this ethical, this is the right
move. This would give him seven people on his bench. Really, it would give him six because Sutton's not playing this week. This would give him six on his bench when the limit is five.
It's not necessarily okay. Yeah, but is there a limit? Is this a rule? Is it in place? Has people talked about it? Or is it just like people? It's a good question. If there's been like a explicit, you can only have X amount of players on their bench, and I guess it's unethical, but it should also be illegal, like on the site. And if it's not, and none of those things have been clarified.
Okay, but on CBS, you can have an illegal roster, but okay. you're going to get a zero. So
yeah, you get it. But he doesn't need to. You get
a zero, that's
sure,
what I'm saying.
He's not
so,
playing this week.
But he has an illegal roster. So do you think it's okay to have an illegal roster yes. if you're not playing?
If you're not setting a lineup for the week, and you don't have to set a lineup for the week, I don't think you should be forced to keep those positions. I think you should go even a step further maybe and drop the DST.
All right. This one is from Tyler is pretty great. Geno Smith. Okay. Sorry. Brady, okay. Goff, or Mike White. So Brady or Goff is the question.
Yeah. And I would have said not to start Geno, so that would have been a definite thing. I'll go with Brady.
I would have told you to start Geno, but if you didn't do that, I'd go Goff.
Or no, I wouldn't have actually, not against San Fran, no.
From Carter Smith. All right, pick his starters. There's a lot of Thursday guys here. Let's pick three receivers.
Okay.
Olave, Garrett Wilson, T. Higgins, Marquise Brown, George, well, this is easy because he has DK in there. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to skip the question. Too much Thursday. My bad. From Redax Jr., Christian Watson, Deontay Foreman, or Brian Robinson in half PPR?
Watson, Foreman, Brian Robinson. Watson for me.
I think I'm going to go with Deontay Foreman.
Yeah, Foreman and Robinson are definitely the high floor plays, definitely the play you want to make if you're trying to grind out some points from the position. But if you're thinking ceiling, and I need a ceiling, and I don't have the highest ceiling team, you got to go Watson. What are you laughing at?
New YouTube poll.
What is it?
Has Dan ever had grits?
Oh, that's a good question. I have had grits in New Orleans multiple times.
I'm going to vote no.
Well, that's wrong. I've had them in New Orleans.
No is 60% of the vote.
Also, the question should have been, has Adam? Whenever it comes to eating things, and like, you know, how expanded someone's palate might be.
Agreed.
I have a much more expansive palate than you.
I don't think I've ever had grits.
You wouldn't even
once.
Eat the duck or whatever it was in the city that you like got.
No, the eat. Rabbit paella. That was disgusting. I love
it. I would have tried it. Yeah.
Can I tell you about the food I had last night? It was amazing. Mm-hmm. I go to this barbecue place. If anybody lives anywhere near Tarrytown, this place, Picnic, is great. It's like, I think it's P-I-K-N-I-K. And the only problem is I think they're going to murder all of their clientele. I don't understand what their strategy is. They make everything that's already good, they make it so much more unhealthy.
Why?
Okay, you don't just get potato wedges. You get potato wedges drizzled with maple syrup. You don't just get baked beans. You get baked beans with chunks of sausage. You don't just get potato salad.
Any barbecue place that does beans without the either burnt ends or the sausage in there is making mistakes. So that's great. What else?
The potato salad has bacon bits on it.
Great.
But you don't need all of this. Like, I'm already eating pulled pork and brisket and
flavor combination.
Look,
every single one of those things besides the maple syrup needs to be in place.
No, they don't.
Even the maple syrup is a pretty good idea.
It's all great. It's all delicious.
Yeah.
But I just think it's excess. Like, it's good without.
Why are you going to a barbecue place if you're worried about your health?
Yeah, every now and then you like to splurge, like every two
days.
So
then when you splurge, splurge. Don't worry about little things.
It was enough splurging. All right,
no,
Jimmy.
I splurge all the time, Adam, and now I'm doing something different. This is the started this week, and it's going on right now as we speak. I've tried this intermittent fasting thing, so now I haven't eaten all day yet. It's 2:44. It's tough. Have you tried it?
I do it once a year on Yom Kippur.
Well, no, that's actual fasting.
No, I have not tried that.
Yeah, it's tough, man.
But I often skip breakfast, so I go from.
So you are intermittent fasting, man.
Yeah, I haven't been doing that lately. I haven't been doing that lately, but.
But do you have any milk or anything in the morning?
No.
In your coffee?
No. Okay. I don't drink coffee.
Oh, you're not a. I forgot you're not a coffee drinker. That's one of your most psychotic takes.
You don't know
psychotic,
this.
Like, realizations.
But there was some chatter in the chat that you are the kind of guy who would go to Starbucks and yell at the barista.
What the hell? Who said that? I would never do that.
That's what I said. I said, well, first start as Jamie, and then they pivoted to Dan. I said, nah, nobody would.
No. I'm the kind of guy who never goes to Starbucks because I'm not an idiot that wants to spend $17,000 a week on coffee when I can make it at home.
All right. We got to take a break. Our next segment is sponsored.
Sorry, I don't mean to call you idiots if you love your Starbucks.
Our next segment is sponsored by Starbucks. Now, actually, I have one more question here from Big Rubicon G. Who to start? We need two running backs, two wide receivers, and a flex. I guess we're just trying to decide between two receivers here. Gabe Davis, Alan Lazard, Elijah Moore.
Davis.
And Lazard.
Lazard. Gross.
All right. The fantasy cops are...
Here we go.
...are arriving. When we come back, we'll hear from them next on Fantasy Football Today.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving nonstop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.
Time to hear from the Fantasy Cops settling your league disputes. And email us at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. That is the letter I. Put Fantasy Cops in the subject line. And nobody, I'm looking at the chat, nobody would yell at the barista. Nobody on our staff.
No,
our staff
would nobody's
do that.
Yelling at baristas here.
All right. Tyler from Rhode Island.
We yell at each other from time to time.
Yeah. Tyler from Rhode Island. In my Dynasty League, one guy is clearly tanking and sets a legal lineup of his worst players every week. He hasn't won a single game. Against only one other opponent, he sets his ideal lineup. That's because he has that guy's draft pick, and he wants it to be higher. He wants it to be higher. He's doing that to him this week in the last week of our regular season. Playoffs start next week. The guy he's doing it to is my friend, and he's mad about it, but doesn't know if what he's doing is actually illegal in any way or frowned upon. It could be possible collusion, because if he loses, he's out of the playoffs, and the tanker's friend will make it in. I wonder what you guys are thinking.
No, I think this is how you should play Dynasty. I mean, there are some Dynasty leagues that have rules about tanking, and if your league is one of those, then this is illegal. For example, there are other leagues that try to prevent it. One league on Dynasty that I'm in, instead of taking, you know, the matchup your team has every week, it starts your best ball lineup as far as like tank draft picks go. So in the end, it goes by points from best ball. So it doesn't matter who you actually start. But if your league's not one of those, the draft picks are just determined by record and then points is the tiebreaker. He's doing everything he should do here. He has that other person's draft pick. So he should be trying to beat that person to have a better draft pick. In other weeks, he should be trying to get the best draft pick. This is how Dynasty goes. You should be playing for your picks. You should be playing for the best chance for your team long term, not short term if you're out of it. So you could have rules in place. It sounds like you don't. So he's doing nothing wrong. It's not collusion by any means. And that's my final ruling here as a Fantasy Cop.
You know, I don't always agree with your takes. I do this time, but I love your conviction. I really admire it and I appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
And I, you know, it's very helpful. Because I'm a little wishy-washy on some of this stuff. As you know, I'm a commissioner. I try to please everyone. Dan,
you
is
definitely
just,
are that commish.
Yeah, I am. I am. I'm good cop. Dan is bad cop, and that's fine.
Yep.
Probably bad commish, too. All right. This is... I don't have a name on this one. Sorry. What's up, Aragon, Legolas, and Gimli? What?
I know that one. I finally know one.
Oh, really? Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings character.
Oh, nice. Total guess.
You didn't know that?
No. Never seen it.
You've never seen Lord of the Rings? I don't understand how you're a Game of Thrones fan, but you don't watch any other fantasy.
Well,
it's weird, right?
Yeah, I kind of want to watch Lord of the Rings. I saw one scene and one of them, and I was like, whoa, this looks really good.
Okay.
But they're very long.
They're so long, yeah.
Okay, so anyway, here's the question. 14-team league, playoffs are starting, I am in. The commissioner is out, and he announced that he's locking the rosters. I asked for clarification, and then he said that he didn't want teams that are not in the playoffs to be able to drop players and other players be able to pick them up. He used the example, like I can drop Mahomes right now and someone can scoop him up. I responded with the obvious that as commish, you monitor any collusion and veto it. I also wanted to ask for more clarification of if I would be able to claim waivers and was met with, I don't care if you want Skoranek. The league, I can't say this word, who's been on every roster. With playoffs starting, I'd like to have access to waivers moving forward, but rosters are now locked. What should be done about this?
I can't say this word, but everyone knows what it is based on the context that you provided. But having said that, I am in, you know, I'm a commissioner of multiple leagues. The one is my main home league. We lock rosters of non-playoff teams. I think this is common.
Of non-playoff teams. He locked all of the rosters.
Oh.
I can't imagine a worse decision by a commissioner because he's a jerk. I don't know. This is terrible, commissioner.
This is horrific. This is like almost everybody quits a league and nobody pays the buy-in bad.
Yeah, he locked all the rosters. Yeah, so, right, I locked the rosters of the non-playoff teams in the podcast league. But of course you let the other teams make waiver moves. Are you kidding? This is terrible. Terrible.
This is absurd.
Yeah, okay. I just really... It was an easy one, but I really wanted to yell at that awful commish.
Yeah, he deserves to be yelled at. And what are you getting out of it, commish? What did you just get out of that? Nothing.
Okay,
you got
this
yelled
next
at
one,
by two guys on Fantasy Cops.
This next one's pretty high stakes, okay? Okay, here we go. This comes to us from Danny Garbo. Danny says, "Dear Kurt, Mark, Sam, and Nick, I believe those are Rams quarterbacks. All right, we have a league loser punishment dispute that only the Fantasy Cops can resolve. Before the season, our league held our annual rule change vote. One change proposed was an open-ended, there will be a punishment for the last place finisher voted on mid-season. It passed by a vote of 9-2. After the vote, I raised objections, stating that if we wanted to actually enforce a punishment, we should take a separate vote on what the punishment would be. I argued that it would need to take place before the season so that the people who were already safe from being the worst team in the league weren't deciding the loser's punishment and be unanimous so that the punish couldn't affect anyone worse individually. This vote never took place. The season began and we were left with the ambiguous, there will be a punishment for last place rule. Having no idea how the year would finish, I threw a hissy fit, saying that if I were to end up finishing last, I would refuse to perform a punishment. I was ridiculed and told in no uncertain terms that I was annoying and anti-fun. The season came and went, and we never held a mid-season vote on what the punishment would be. Lo and behold, I finished in last place. And now a bunch of winners want to decide what my punishment is, knowing that they are in the clear. I say there should be no punishment at all. The group has agreed to allow the Fantasy Cops to decide my fate. What say you? Should I be punished based on our preseason vote, or should I be spared because no punishment was ever established? The punishment is, if the Fantasy Cops decide that I should be punished, the group has decided that I am to be publicly shamed on the Fantasy Football Today podcast. My name is Danny Garbo, and I won't say it right now, but we can decide. We can decide.
There's so much going on right here. So I want to start by saying this. The fact that you have... the fact that they have decided this would be your punishment makes it really difficult for Adam and I, because to be quite frank with you, I do no longer consider myself an unbiased opinion, an unbiased arbitrator here, because I do kind of want to publicly shame you on the podcast, and it's kind of sounds fun and awesome for us. So, I mean, how am I supposed to rule on objectively? I will say this though, two things. One, I agree with your generals, like the lawyer side of this, you're winning the case. Like, if there was nothing established before the season as far as what the punishment should be, it's very unfair to establish it later when there are people, like you said, who are already safe from this punishment versus other people who are not safe. But I will say this, if you can agree on a punishment, if everyone can agree on a punishment that then sticks for a minimum years, let's say 3 years, it's the exact same punishment, right? Then I am okay with employing the punishment now. As long as you don't do it like, we'll do this one this year, but next year we'll revote on it, and then it'll be something lighter or something heavier as far as the punishment goes. But now knowing what the punishment is, it's not all that heavy at all. It's not like you have to go to Waffle House and eat like 72 waffles or you can't or anything like that. So I think I'm okay with it as long as we can keep it moving forward for a minimum of 3 years. This would be the punishment.
Yeah, I think we're going to shame you. Obviously, there is someone
now
in the chat.
Now I want the what can we shame him with?
Look at this. There's someone in the chat named Dan G who says, be nice to Dan. So I think that might be him. So I'm going to read this out loud. Your name is Danny Garbo. You are terrible at fantasy and an annoying friend. That's part of it. That was from his email.
An annoying friend.
And since we're just going to have fun with this, I'm just going to say, Danny, you're pathetic. You suck at fantasy. You are a religious listener to our show, and you finished in last place. That is like having the answers to a test and flunking. That is, you are a joke. you chew with your mouth open. Your friends hate you, and you should be kicked out of the league.
And just to pile on here, no one in the history of FFT today or FFT has ever told us that they finished last after religiously listening to our podcast. Yep. You are the first
never happened.
Person.
You are.
That is one in a million.
In fact, you know what? I'm going to give the podcast league, I'm going to give the Danny Garbo trophy to the last place finisher every year in the podcast league going forward. It's going to be
the
named
Danny
after.
Garbo trophy. The first person to ever do this. It's that pathetic. And I'll say this, Danny G. I'll say this. As a fellow Dan, grow up, man. Going by the name Danny at this age, dude, I don't know how old you are, but at some point you got to drop the Danny and you got to go to Dan or Daniel. Let's grow up, be a little professional, and then maybe you won't be finishing last every year.
All right, all in good fun, Danny. Thank you very much for the email and for listening, and thank you to your league for letting the Fantasy Cops decide. That was good stuff. That is your Fantasy Cops edition of Fantasy Football Today this week. All right, we go to our emails now. This is from Jason. Emails are at fantasyfootball@tbsi.com. Actually, I do have big news, fantasy football-related news. Personal news? No. Jacoby Myers, Ramondre Stevenson, and cornerback Jack Jones all returned to practice today.
Ooh.
So we will see what happens. That eliminates one of my favorite sleepers in Nelson Agholor. I was a mild sleeper.
I think if Myers plays, he's a really good sleeper.
Yeah, he's a decent sleeper. It definitely eliminates...
sucks against man coverage.
It eliminates the Damian Harris love, for sure. And it makes Stevenson interesting. I think I'm not going to rank Stevenson as high as I normally would, because I think if Harris plays,
yep.
If Stevenson and Harris play, then I think you're talking 60-40 running back split. Probably still a borderline top 12 guy, but not like me. A top 5 guy or anything.
Not for me, because 60-40 split going into it, and then good chance of risk of re-injury. He already tried to fight it out last week, got re-injured, left the game. I don't think that's out of the question. Those are scary. Playoff matchups, I'm very scared of guys playing through injuries.
Okay. I'm just going to put a little note in my show notes here for time code purposes, and then we will, because I can't read the emails at the same time. So, all right, now I'm ready for emails. From Jason, I have Jared Goff, Deshaun Watson, Matt Ryan, and Taylor Heinicke are available. Who would you start?
Okay, I got Goff, Watson, Heinicke, and who's the last one?
Matt Ryan.
I think I'd start Goff. Ugh, I don't want Goff, though, either. You know, I'll go Watson.
All right, go Goff.
No, I can't go Watson against Baltimore. Ugh, I don't want Matt Ryan, even in the matchup. I'll go Goff.
From Jimmy, ETN, James Robinson, Dobbins. I think we need two of them. How would you rank ETN, James Robinson? Is that who you meant?
Yeah.
Well, definitely last
so.
Here.
Obviously not James Robinson, so it's Dobbins then ETN.
Yeah. Dulcich or Jeff Driscoll?
Dulcich.
Dallas DST or Cardinals DST? I'm going to go with the Cowboys.
Yeah, I will too, but I don't know. Man, this Jaguars offense is humming. I don't love it.
From everyone, it's like everyone forgets that 2 weeks ago they went to Detroit and were really not good at all.
I mean, you're right. They were, but they've two of the last 3 weeks, they've been really playing well through the air.
I don't know. I have a name here. Dear Elijah, AJ, Dawson, and DK.
Elijah Moore. DK Metcalf. These are Ole Miss receivers.
Yeah.
Dawson Knox.
Skill
also
players. Yeah.
Ole Miss skill players, because Dawson Knox is in there. Wow. I've hit two already today.
Good
that
for
is
you.
That's like an all-time high for me.
Yeah. Start two in full PPR. Superflex. All right. It's just who cares about the PPR. Tom Brady, Andy Dalton, Tyler Huntley. And DJ Moore. All right. So it is PPR, Superflex. Start two. Brady, Dalton, Huntley, DJ Moore.
Brady Huntley.
And he says Heath has the best hair. Oh, I disagree with that.
Heath.
That's it's nice. Definitely Jamie. Definitely.
Yeah, no, Jamie has the best. I've never said I had the best hair. I just have better than Adam, clearly.
Oh, there was a poll that I missed on YouTube. Will Adam see the new Avatar? Definitely
no
not.
No shot.
No.
Neither will Dan.
Is the Waffle House fantasy punishment still funny?
I kind of agree with this take. It's not that funny. It's overused now. Think of something different.
Yeah, yes.
You know what my favorite one is by far?
What?
Okay. You make your friend the loser of the league. Everyone else chips in to buy that loser a round trip flight that all happens on the same day with multiple changeovers. It's so bad. It's just as miserable.
I would just pretend.
No. You have to document it, but with your phone and stuff like that. You have to go on the round trip flight. You start very early morning. You get back like maybe that morning, the next morning.
Do you get to spend any time at the destination?
No, of course not. You have changeovers. You have like 2 or 3 layovers.
Oh, that is awful.
That's so bad.
It's terrible. Okay. From Anthony, please pick 3 running backs in full PPR. Dalvin Cook, Isaiah Pacheco, Rashad White, Bam Knight, and it says Zonovan Wilson. I'm going with Bam Knight. I'm thinking that's Bam Knight. And Dobbins. Yeah. So we got Cook, Pacheco, Rashad White, Zonovan Knight, and J.K. Dobbins.
I'm going to Dobbins Pacheco it personally. But I could understand Dobbins Cook or Pacheco Cook.
You need 3.
Oh, then Pacheco Cook Dobbins for me.
Okay, so here's my thing. In a full PPR league, I don't think I'm going to pick 3 running backs that don't catch passes. So I'm going to go with Cook, Dobbins, and Rashad White. And not Pacheco.
Pacheco will outscore Rashad White.
Okay. That's your opinion.
we'll to make a food bet on it. What was our last food bet? We have to remember it. I know I have to eat like Golden Grahams or some crap, but what was the actual bet? I'll have to look back.
Gosh, I have no idea. I make bets all the time, and I completely forget.
I know, same. It's so bad.
This is from Jason. Dear Clark, Eddie, Rusty, and Uncle Lewis.
Clark, Eddie, Rusty, Uncle Lewis. Nope, not me.
Christmas Vacation.
Oh, yeah. I've obviously never seen that movie.
My opponent is starting Jeff Driscoll at tight end. Would you start Gabe Davis or a Houston wide receiver, Brandon Cooks or Chris Moore, to try to offset a passing touchdown from Jeff Driscoll?
Definitely Gabe Davis.
In full PPR, if Brandon Cooks is out, I would start Moore over Davis.
Oh,
but
gross.
That has nothing to do with Jeff Driscoll. I've been saying it all week. I have to stick
gross.
With it.
Gross. You don't think that one's going to come back to haunt you, Chris Moore?
I started him last week.
Mm-hmm. I know. And he had a great week. Can he repeat that?
Can Gabe Davis have one good week this month? That'd be nice.
Question.
You know? This is from Joe. If Lamar Jackson returns next week against Atlanta, will you trust him? The other quarterback I have is Justin Herbert against the Colts.
I'd be leaning Herbert against the Colts.
I think that's a piece of cake. You go Herbert. But
yeah,
the broader question, can you trust Lamar Jackson next week? I don't really
I don't think so.
I mean, I feel like he'll be top 12, but he's not going to be.
Unless somebody, not for me, for sure.
What happened here?
Oh, Adam just left the stream.
Why does this happen all the time?
I don't know, but I feel like I'm talking. There you are. You're back.
Sorry.
That's okay. Yeah, I mean, for me, unless Rashad Bateman or Hollywood Brown walks through the door and suits up for the Ravens on next Sunday, which won't be happening, I'm just off. I'm off Lamar for the rest of the year. I think they need to add some kind of weapon at receiver badly for next year.
All right, we got some Dan comments here.
Oh, no. That's not good. That's never a good
Dan,
thing.
Dan, you better not put ketchup on your eggs.
No, of course not. I am definitely not here's one of my takes, Adam. Ketchup is a trash condiment. It's an absolute trash condiment. It's good on one thing, basically. It's fine. It's okay on burgers, but there's even better options there. But it's okay on burgers. I'm okay with that.
It's good on fries.
It's good for all potatoes. All potato-based things, it's good. Outside of that, it's terrible on everything across the board. Hot dogs, whatever you want to name.
No, it's good on hot dogs.
And also, why the hell? Like, have you ever looked at the back of a ketchup bottle? There's like an unnecessary amount of sugar. They put in like 70 plus grams of sugar. Yeah. Why? I don't need the sugar. I don't want the sugar. I don't need that amount of sugar. It doesn't taste that good.
Agreed.
Get it out of my system.
Yeah, I agree.
Ketchup.
I mean, I like ketchup. I try not to.
Don Draper.
Dan
Why
looks
do
like
I
the
look
type
like
of guy who
of guy.
Sleeps in a race car bed.
That's awesome.
I definitely
man.
Had a race Love car it. Bed when I was growing up.
See, you're the guy who has the race car
well,
bed.
I don't sleep in anymore, but yeah. Andrews or Jude. Oh, sorry. Why am I reading this? I'm reading the Dan. I'm pro Dan.
Thank you.
GM
Thank
Patriots,
you, Patriots
Nation. Yeah. But not if you put eggs on your.
And I don't, so he's good.
Dan's the star.
No,
about
thank you,
that.
Petey.
Dan looks like he's about to take a portrait.
Again, I don't know what that means.
I don't either. Dan needs to do better with his hair.
What could I do better, dude? The hair's like, this is a good, look at the flow. What? You let me know what I need to do better.
How about something different?
Why would I want
you have had the same hair every day for the last 20 years of your life?
Good. That's a good thing. No, that's not true. When I was younger, I used to have the, I used to be like the skater with like the flow and the flip in the back.
Really?
And the hair gets long and you flip it in the back. I used to have a flip. I had all sorts of different things going on. I gelled it up.
Okay.
I think I once went Eminem style and dyed it at some point when Eminem was cool.
Dan, are you a...
Oh, this is a great question.
Taylor Ham
great
or pork roll?
Freaking question. Taylor Ham for life, Jersey. Taylor Ham, and I'm disgusted by people who call it a pork roll. It's Taylor Ham. It's always been Taylor Ham. And it's the better option than bacon or sausage on your egg or on your bagel egg sandwich.
I don't think Taylor I know Ham what is, this is in reference to. I don't know what this is. Like, what's Taylor
you're
Ham?
You're not even from New York because you're Florida... transplant who went to New York. You know, everyone else in their right minds is a transplant from the cold, like New York to Florida. You're the only transplant I know who went from Florida back to New York. You didn't even go to the city. You went to some like non-existent town in New
York. I went to the city. You don't know anything about me. I went to the city. I lived there. Then we moved to Sleepy Hollow.
Okay.
And I
never heard of Taylor Ham.
It looks like Canadian bacon. Is it the same thing?
No. No, I can't believe you never heard of Taylor Ham. If you're ever in New Jersey, get a Taylor Ham egg and cheese. On everything bagel.
Looks really good. All right, I'm going back to the emails here. Thank you for that diversion, everyone. Gabe Davis, Donovan Peoples-Jones, or Elijah Moore? PPR.
Definitely not Moore anymore. No pun intended.
Gabe Davis. Yeah. Flex in PPR. Jerick McKinnon, Elijah Moore, A.J. Dillon, Dallas Goedert.
Ooh.
Goedert.
Yeah, I think so. It's Goddard or McKinnon for me.
From Kevin. Going against the Kittle team. Uh-oh.
Ugh, that sucks, Kevin.
All right, so the guy was already favored. Now it's looking kind of bleak. So here are the scoring options. Scoring settings. 1 point per 6 rushing yards. 1 point per 8 receiving yards. 1 point per 15 passing yards.
Whoa.
Would you start Jeff Driskel or Greg Dulcich?
It's pretty intriguing. I think I still start Dulcich.
You couldn't ask for a better format for Jeff Driskel.
Yeah, I know. It's a tailor-made format for this type of guy.
I'm just really worried that he's barely going to play.
It's me too.
All right, Chuck from the nicest town in the Florida Panhandle.
Well, that's a good. What's the nicest town in the Florida Panhandle? We don't have Thomas on. That stinks. He
says
would probably be able to answer.
Okay,
that.
Thomas lives in Orlando. I know you don't really know Florida that well, or he's from Orlando.
The Panhandle, like the West Palm area.
No, the Panhandle's Tallahassee.
Or no, sorry, not the West Palm. The Panama Beach or whatever it's called. Panama, what's it called? Panama Beach.
Panama City.
Panama City Beach.
I don't really know where that is, but the Panhandle is where Georgia is.
That's
what
I think it is.
No, it's the Tallahassee area. It's the part that's near Georgia and Alabama.
Okay.
He says Niceville. Two quarterbacks, three wide receivers.
I don't
two
know if people are that nice there anyway. I'm not the biggest exception to that.
Okay, well, actually, pick a wide receiver. Josh Palmer, DJ Moore, Curtis Samuel, Jameson Williams, Mecole Hardman.
Palmer, DJ Moore, Samuel,
Jameson,
Hardman.
And Hardman.
Ugh. DJ?
Yeah,
more,
I guess.
So. We need more? We need another?
No, just one.
All right. I figure if you're in the playoffs at this point, you could at max need one of those. If you have to start two of those, how'd you get there?
Pick three of this group. Fournette, Latavius Murray, Foreman, McKinnon.
Fournette, Foreman, and I need another one, McKinnon.
Over Murray?
Yes. I like McKinnon. I like the role in the offense he's starting to evolve into.
From Brett, pick two running backs. Barkley, Chubb, Etienne.
Barkley Chubb.
And from Garrett, Eagles DST against Chicago or Chiefs against Houston?
You know, I'm going to go with the Chiefs. I like the matchup better.
I don't see any reason to get away from the Eagles. The matchup's fine against Chicago.
It is fine, but they're not. Yeah, they don't throw a lot, though.
Dan looks like the kind of guy who thinks Eli Manning is cool.
You're right. I do think Eli Manning is cool. You nailed that one.
I can't tell if he's cool or not. He's very funny.
Yeah, that's cool.
But he's got this dorkiness to him, of course.
I also
but it's
think
cool.
That's cool.
It's cool dorkiness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Panama City is apparently in the panhandle, according to...
Oh, would you look at that? The guy who was born and raised in New Jersey, went to school in Wisconsin for 4 years, otherwise has only lived in New York City and Queens, and knows a lot more about Florida than Adam, who supposedly was born there, grew up there. All things that I have never been able to confirm, but I'm just supposed to believe him on.
Okay, let's set the record straight. I was born in New York. I grew up in South Florida.
So, and you don't know what the panhandle is.
New Jersey is practically closer to the panhandle than Florida. And I do know what, than South Florida. And I do know where the panhandle is. I just didn't know where Panama City was. You said West Palm Beach or something like that.
No, I was thinking Panama City Beach. And obviously I know West Palm is on the east.
Yeah, good job. That was about as quick to that knowledge as your Grateful Dead knowledge.
That took so long. But they're a jam band. They're all just jams together.
Dan looks like he just rolled out of bed.
What the hell,
disagree,
Dan?
Disagree.
What the hell, man?
We're fading Dan Fader here. Oh, his name is Dan Fader. He's obviously fading you.
Oh, man. I hope that's his last name and not just he just hates me.
Let's go to your YouTube comments. By the way, I think Dan was amazed. I told him that right before the show, I took an 8-minute nap.
That was unreal. First of all, I asked Adam, how do you take an 8-minute nap? And he's like, I set my alarm for 8 minutes. And I was like, so you're literally able to sleep on command. And he said, yes. I've never been able to take a nap in my entire life. Maybe it did when I was a kid and I don't remember it. But like from that point on, if I laid down now and tried to nap, I'd just be laying there for an hour not napping and wasting time. So it was amazing to me.
I feel like if you took all the days of my life from high school until today, I've probably napped on 30% of them, if not 50.
So jealous.
Yeah.
You're going to live so much longer than me because you get so much more sleep.
8 minutes at a time?
No, but you're like sleeping on command. You can sleep literally whenever you want.
No, I mean, that's not necessarily true.
Oh, come on,
exhausted.
Marco.
Well, what is
Did
it? What
you
was
see
that
last
no,
one?
No, I didn't see that.
Dan might eat pizza with a fork when no one's around. Would the pizza snob really do something that ridiculous? Come on, Marco. Call me. Take any shot you want, but don't you take a shot at my pizza eating skills or my pizza knowledge or my pizza rhetoric, for that matter.
Yeah. I can't take a shot. No. He does have good taste in pizza. He's a snob about it.
No, I will not, Office Depot. I will not sit next to you on an empty bus. I am a big believer. Yeah, look, haven't you seen my Twitter? I tweet curb things out all the time, and I'm with Larry. I hate the people who take a middle seat or a middle stall. That's just a terrible move, right? On a bus, same thing. Don't take the middle seat ever.
My friend's mom gave me an interesting piece of advice for airline travel.
Okay, I like this.
It's for two people. If you're going to buy airplane tickets, buy the aisle and the window on a...
And hope no one takes the middle.
Yeah, because people, if they're going to see the available seats, they're not going to take the middle. And if they do
I
take...
I wish you hadn't revealed this on
If they
on
do take the middle, yeah. If they do take the middle, you can easily switch with them. Nobody wants the middle.
We don't need to get into airline stuff, but there's no feeling that's more common to anyone who listens to the show than when you're sitting on your flight, you get in there early, and you have a middle seat open, or you're in the middle and you got unlucky, or let's say you have the middle seat open and you're just like counting down every single person that walks by. Don't sit here. Don't sit here. Don't, you know, every single person, you're just like, don't you, it can't be you. Will it please not be you? And you're just judging on things. You're looking at the people. Who do you want to sit next to you? It's definitely in consideration.
Dan claps.
Oh no, come on, Sean.
Hey,
not only
question,
do I not clap when
for
the
you.
Plane lands, I hate people who clap when the plane lands.
Question for you, Dan. You're a single guy.
Yes.
Would you rather have an empty seat next to you on the plane or a good-looking girl that's around your age? Good-looking girl.
That is the easiest question ever. Are you
kidding me? What if she's not single?
Yeah, I mean, most of the time they're not, but it's still worth the spec. Now you spend your whole life speculating, the flight speculating. Can you get a comment in? Can you make her laugh? There, you know, like that. Like, is it creepy if you try to say something? At least you have the thought. You know, at least you have the potential.
Sure. Sure. Okay, Donovan Peoples-Jones or J.K. Dobbins, PPR?
Dobbins, right? Yeah,
Dobbins,
Dobbins
for me, yeah. Pick two, Brian Robinson, Bam Knight, Travis Etienne, DeAndre Swift.
Etienne, B-Rob.
Yeah, that's what I was going to go with as well. I've really dropped Knight considerably.
I've soured so hard on that Jets-Lions game with Zach Wilson in now.
And it's a tough one for us Giants fans, let's be real. Because we're big Jets fans this week.
Well, we need the Jets to win. Yeah.
Knight, Dobbins, or Pittman, half PPR?
Knight, Dobbins.
I'm going Pittman.
Dobbins for me. I think Dobbins could be like one of the, if there's a non-zero chance to me, and I know you hate the word non-zero, the phrase non-zero chance, but there's a possibility, I should just say then, that he could be a top 15 overall play this week. Any position, non-QB.
Okay.
To me, it seems easy. Going against arguably the second worst run defense, got insane amount of touches, looked good on tape last week.
He didn't look that good, dude. He's slow.
He did to me.
He admitted it himself.
Speed is
not
everything, Adam. His vision cuts were amazing.
Well, his great
ability to jump cut multiple times in a single run.
Sure.
His ability to process the blocks. He looked just like he did, besides having the speed.
That's a big deal.
What did it lead to?
It's a big deal.
Okay, but he still was able to rack up 120 yards on 15 carries. And
a
score.
Yeah. I mean, I like him. I'm starting him, but I like Pittman a lot too. I mean, Pittman's got as good of a matchup as Dobbins does.
He's not going to get as much touches. We know that.
He might against the Vikings.
He's going to get 15.
No, he's not going to get as many touches, but that's a ridiculous way to evaluate running back versus wide receiver because he's going to have probably 7 more catches in PPR.
I know. He's going to have more catches.
So you're
but
spotting him a touchdown, basically.
Okay, one guy is going against a really bad run defense. The other guy's going against a bad pass defense, but what does it require to move the ball through the air? A quarterback. And Matt Ryan is arguably one of the worst quarterback starting this week, no?
I'm tired of this conversation. Who should I start at flex? Mostert, Latavius Murray, or Chris Moore? Half PPR.
Half the time, I just feel like Adam is tired of me. The other half, I feel like he's like, oh, just get this guy out of my face. And
not at all. Just
I can be a lot.
I didn't have any other counterpoints.
Oh, that's good.
All right, Mostert, Latavius Murray, or Chris Moore? Half PPR. I'm going to start Mostert if Wilson's out. I'm going to start Latavius if Wilson plays.
You're not going to start your boy Chris Moore?
Not in half PPR. I would in full PPR.
Okay. I'm the same as you, what you said before that, but I'm not high on Moore.
But in full PPR, I'd still start Mostert over Moore if Wilson were out.
Yeah, for sure.
McLaurin or Mixon, PPR?
That's a tougher one. I think I'm going McLaurin in full PPR, though.
What do you think about Jalen Waddle?
I don't love it. The weather's going to be terrible. It's going to be snowy. I don't see how he's playing through an injury. I don't want to play him this week.
Christian Watson or Garrett Wilson?
Yeah, this is the exact dilemma I have in one of my key leagues right now, and I've been going back and forth. I had Wilson penciled in with the dream matchup. I hate Zach Wilson, though. I think I'm going Christian.
I'm going to go Wilson. I understand the hesitation, though. Judy, Zay Jones, Latavius Murray, or Bam Knight? Judy.
Judy.
Swift, Dobbins, ETN, Bam, or Rashad White, pardon me. Najee Harris, if Stevenson is a scratch. Full PPR.
Dobbins.
I'm sorry, Damian Harris, not Najee. Okay, my answer is Dobbins. If Stevenson is out.
Even in full PPR, I'm surprised you're going Dobbins.
Yes. Now, earlier, I think I said I would start White over. I think I said I'd start him over Pacheco, not Dobbins. That was a situation. That was a situation where we had to pick 3 out of 4, and I didn't want to be too exposed to running backs who don't catch the ball. But just straight up, I'd rather start Dobbins. I would start Damian Harris over him if Harris plays and Stevenson doesn't, but I don't think that's going to happen. Dan would start Dobbins either way. Gus Edwards, Cordarrelle Patterson, or A.J. Dillon?
A.J. Dillon.
Couple more here.
Mostly by process of elimination, though, there.
D.J. Chark or Brian Robinson, PPR?
Brian Robinson, even PPR.
Yeah. And Dotson or Paris Campbell or Elijah Moore?
Campbell.
Dak Prescott or Justin Fields?
I have the same dilemma in one league as well. I'm on Prescott now.
Okay.
I just think there's a chance for a shootout there.
I would go with Prescott, I think. And GM Patriots Nation, your boy.
Nice.
Thanks for a first place this year. Good job.
Awesome.
Barkley, Garrett Wilson, or Chris Godwin, half PPR?
You know, I'm going to go with a pick you're probably not going to like here, Adam. It's going to be Barkley. It's more of like a narrative street type thing. He's apparently having an incredible week in practice. I believe him on that. He's saying he's feeling fresher than he has. So I'm going to go with that. I think there's
I'm going to go with Barkley. I'm going to go with Barkley too. Did you know the Giants? What did I? Hold on. I want to get the stat out. The Giants, I told Mr. Giants something about the team.
What's that?
I think they have the 5th most rushing touchdowns in football.
Yeah, that's definitely possible. Jones has a bunch.
Let me see. Touchdowns.
All they can really do is run in the red zone. So
they have 16 rushing touchdowns. Yeah, fifth most rushing touchdowns in the NFL and the ninth most by running backs.
Yeah, they also have dead last explosive play rate. So
yeah. Okay, thanks, everyone. We will talk to you on Sunday morning with FFT and 5, and then recap the games on Sunday and ready for football. For Dan and Zach, I'm Adam. Later.
Should you ever set foot outside of the motel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow. Now streaming on Paramount+. Only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.